passion's on fire. Kicking out podcasts, take it higher and higher.
What's going on, everybody? It is Sunday night. It is December 22nd, 2024, just a couple days before Christmas. And just 6 days before AEW World's End 2024, I'm Tanner Lee, co-host Austin Shepherd, a.k.a. The Shep, in the house. We're missing our champion tonight.
We're missing Paul. He's scared.
Paul wins the title. First time to defend it. No shows us. He's not a seller. He knows shows us. He knows sells us.
He's a promoter's nightmare.
He is a promoter's nightmare. And rumor and innuendo, as Conrad Thompson would say, has it that even if he defends it successfully, he will not be joining us next Sunday on our reaction show. Man.
We can have the promoters, how do you call that? The promoter's favor on this one. Think gold Paul's going to retain.
Nope. I think Shep or Tanner just needs to take it off of him so we don't have to worry about our champion not being on next Sunday. We can start a new era. Because I want my title back. And it's been a long time since Shep's had that old title around over his shoulder.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome. You know, I had to get one rib in there.
Yeah, you know.
Steffi's in the house. What's going on, Steffi? And she says, wow, what a scumbag. I don't know if it's that to me or Paul. If it's to me, I could take it. Paul's not here to defend himself. So.
Yeah. I think it's towards Paul. I'm going to take it. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and say it's towards Paul.
It's Paul, she says. All right. We knew we liked you. But a little different show tonight. Of course, it is our AEW World's End Prediction show. We usually don't do one this early before a pay-per-view, but this week's going to be crazy with Christmas going on Wednesday. And then just, you know, holidays throughout the week, all that. So we thought, well, we'll go ahead and predict what we know tonight. And if the card builds even more towards the end of the week, maybe we'll update our graphic and throw it out there. And so that means our picks tonight might not stay. I guess nothing's official until the graphic comes out on Kicking Out Podcast social media channels, which if you're not following us or liking us, please do so on Facebook, Instagram, X, Blue Sky, and on YouTube. But we will, and when we get there, we will throw up a spoiler alert. AEW Dynamite was taped tonight in New York City at the Hammerstein Ballroom. It will air on Christmas, but it's not going to be live. So we already know some of the results from Dynamite that will show up on the World's End card that we will be predicting tonight.
And basically, it's the Continental Classic card.
Exactly. So, because that's all Dynamite was, or is going to be on Wednesday. It was all Continental Classic matches.
And looked really good, actually.
Yeah, it did. It did. Really good. Did you catch Dynamite and Collision this week?
I caught Dynamite, and I caught just a titch of Collision.
I was the same. I was trying to watch it late last night after all the college football got over with, and I kept falling asleep, and then I'd wake up and see the end of the match. Fell asleep, wake up, see the end of the match. I'm like, okay, I'll watch it tomorrow, and then today just kind of – the day got away from me, and I didn't get to watch it. So, but seemed like a fun show. I'm loving the tapings they've ran at Hammerstein, even the ROH show Friday night. I did not order it, but from what I saw, it was a pretty good show.
Hammerstein looks so different than what I remember it in the ECW days.
Yep.
I don't know if it's just the way they have the building configured or what. But.
Oh, probably. Probably. Steffi's got her sister watching with her. Hi, Steffi's sister. Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully we don't make you run away.
Hopefully Steffi's sister is a Kyle Larson fan.
How did I know something racing was going to be thrown in there? I like it.
Hey, funny. You want to hear the dad joke of the day?
Yes.
And you're going to, when I ask this, you're going to go, holy shit, you're trying to get us canceled.
Oh, but no. Listen, already. Listen. And we're 5.5 minutes in.
Listen to what I say. All right. If you, Tanner, this is a question for you. If you can eliminate one race in America, what would you eliminate?
Oh, man. I don't even know.
Before you answer this, before what you're thinking, and I said, one, what race, I would eliminate the 2001 Daytona 500. Race some hell and praise Dale. Okay? You see where I went there? You see where I went?
Yes.
There?
Okay. Yes, I did.
I didn't say I human did. Race.
Yes, yes.
Everybody goes that way. I love. That popped up on my Instagram feed the other day.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I have a bunch of racing BS. It's racing, barbecuing, and wrestling. And I'm watching this guy, and I'm like, holy shit, what'd he say? And then I watched it again, and this whole hillbilly comes and said, well, hell, I can get rid of the 2001 Daytona 500. I'm like, holy shit, that's awesome.
That is great. That's not even close to us, man. Like, I thought you were going down a whole different way. I'm like, oh my God, we are going to get canceled. Nope. That was a good save there.
All right. Good there you go. There.
That's good stuff. But a lot of good stuff happened with AEW and Ring of Honor this week. Danhausen finally returned, given it's ROH, but still good to see that guy back. It's been a while.
Was a very, very awful German suplex, but hey, he tried.
Yeah.
Tried.
Jericho retained over Cardona, which we thought was going to happen.
You know,
hasn't sounded like Cardona's put pen to paper yet, but that could be happening soon.
I just saw Cardona booked for the next couple GCW shows. And
he's not signed with them either, though. So
no, and a couple WrestlePalooza shows.
And I guess he was on crutches last night after, or Friday night after the match. So banged up his foot a little bit.
I was, our boys, Two Beards, has a poll going on about the independent wrestler of the year and if Cardona could do it 2 years in a row. And I looked at their list, and their list was very, very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I voted for Cardona.
I did too.
If I had to go second, it was probably Effie.
Yeah, he's right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It just Effie did not, how do I want to say this, extend out to other promotions that we see. Yeah. I'm sure he worked for other promotions, but those promotions didn't have any type of social media or streaming.
Yeah, they don't get the publicity as the other ones do.
That Cardona does. So,
yep.
But I still thought Effie had a hell of a year.
Oh, sure. Sure. He's had a hell of the last couple of years. Really? So, what else? And then at World's End, or not World's End, wow. At Final Battle, we also saw Bandido return. And then, unfortunately, it looked like he concussed himself.
So here I have a problem with this.
I do too.
You spend prime time money for, you said 3 weeks? I was going to say
three different vignettes.
You spend prime time money on primetime television to promote this guy. And I don't think the vignettes are bad.
No, they're good. Okay. Yeah.
But you debut him on ROH?
I know. Now Tony said that was at Bandito's request, but I'm like, I don't know. Look what program they put him in with Chris Jericho. I don't know if that was Bandito's request. I know, I'm right there with you.
I almost think it's a waste of money.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
You could have done those vignettes on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, for a tenth of the price, probably, and got the same type of reaction of Bandido on ROH.
You get your viewers of Dynamite and AEW programming pumped up or his return, because we didn't get to see a lot of him before he got hurt the first time. It's been a year and a half. And then you put him out on ROH. It's like, So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I was surprised, not disappointed, but surprised to see Athena retain again over Billy Starks.
Yeah, I just don't know. I mean, I got to put Athena up there. And again, the only matches I see are streamed and they're just tidbits. She had a hell of a year. She's a hell of a performer. I just don't know why they do not.
I don't either.
She's better than half the main card or main roster.
Easily.
It's very, very confusing and sometimes frustrating because I think, God, could you imagine what Athena and like Toni Storm, the athleticism they could have together in Thunder Rosa even?
Even Mercedes. You know, you're going to hate that. I think they could put on a good match.
Yeah.
You know what Mercedes did on the New Japan World pay-per-view. See, that's the thing. She puts on killer matches when she's in New Japan.
And I feel like when she's on AEW, I feel like her opponent's the one that carries her through the match. I'm not saying she does a bad job, but I just feel like it's more of her opponent.
Yeah.
You know, and Mercedes just kind of holds the jock until the match is in. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's confusing, but Steffi with comment here. She's a Shep. She likes whatever that racer is. Oh, Bush. Oh, typo. Okay. I've never heard of that guy.
I think we're talking about the racer.
I assume we are too. Good old Kyle Bush. Because Kurt Bush is retired, right? He's been retired for a little while now.
Kurt Bush is retired. He had a tendency of marrying psychos. But yeah, he's retired now.
She did correct herself there. With the spelling error, so, and she says yes, Shep.
Hey, and I'll give old Kyle Busch a little bit of credit. Never been a big Kyle Busch fan, but he is dipping his toes in the water of the dirt world. He ran the Tulsa Shootout last year in mini sprints. He just ran the West Coast Swing in a dirt midget for USAC, and I believe he's going to compete in the Chili Bowl. And the Chili Bowl is right around the corner. And one of my favorite weeks of January.
Yes. So, yes. Yes.
I know everybody's like, this is a fucking wrestling podcast and this dumbass is talking racing, but look behind me.
A lot of racing memorabilia.
There's some wrestling memorabilia back here, but yep. My fat ass is blocking it. So.
All right. Well, you want to dive into our picks, and our champion did. He was kind enough to send me his picks.
Didn't change them?
He originally gave me five, you know, because it was the five matches we knew. Then right. We saw the three others at the taping. So I sent him. This was like at 8. I was like, hey, can you give me these before 8:30? And about 8:28, they came in across the good old telephone here. So he got them to me. So what match do you want to start with, Shep?
Well, let's just go right into the Continental Classic. Let's go.
All right. So spoiler alert for anybody. If you don't want to be spoiled from Dynamite coming up on Wednesday, pause it. Turn us off right now.
Mute us.
Ahead if you're not watching this live. Mute us. Turn away for a little bit.
And all of our fellow listeners, I'm sure at some point in time you looked at us and said, holy shit, I just got to mute you anyway. So.
Oh, I. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we will start off with Kazuchika Okada versus Ricochet is one of the two Continental Classic semifinal matches. We will start with Paul on each one of these tonight. And Paul has Okada for 1 point.
Wow. Paul 1 point, Okada. I have Okada for 2 points.
Okay. I got to type it in here. Well, we all agree on who's going to win this match. I have Okada. But I have Okada for 5.
Wow.
I think if he loses his title, it's going to be in the championship of the tournament. So, all right, let's go to semifinal number 2. No surprise here. You've been following AEW for the last couple months. Kyle Fletcher versus Will Ospreay. And Paul has... Well, he didn't put what order he had. I'm guessing Kyle Fletcher for 2.
Okay. I have Kyle Fletcher for 3.
Okay. Well, Tanner has Will Ospreay for 2.
Oh.
So this is where it gets interesting. You and Paul both have Okada versus Kyle Fletcher. I have Okada versus Will Ospreay. So this is where the predictions, this could be, I don't know. We've never ran into this scenario before to where it's a tournament. So yeah, our predictions could be thrown all over the place here, but, Paul has Kyle Fletcher coming on top of the C2 for 3 points.
I so far agree with Paul. I have Kyle Fletcher for 1.
All right. And once again, mine was Will Ospreay versus Okada. I have Will Ospreay for 1. So there we go. So that's the C2. That, let's be honest, that'll probably make or break these predictions.
Yeah, I mean, I went 1, 2, and 3. You went 1, 2, and 5.
5, yeah.
And Paul went 1, 2, and 3 as well.
Yep. So. Which is smart. I mean, I'd be really surprised if Ricochet beat Okada. Even though Ricochet went over Ospreay last night.
Well, here's my feeling with the Okada. Okada's the defending champion. He holds the belt.
Yeah.
He still hasn't lost the belt yet. So if he's gonna lose the belt, he's gonna lose the belt in the main event.
Right. Right.
So that's why I got Okada.
Yep. I think he loses it. Now it's just a question of, is it the Fletcher or is it the Ospreay? And you know, and I know it's part of his storyline right now. They're kind of knocking him down to build him back up. It's going to be that heroic comeback. But Ospreay's taken a lot of L's lately. Will they let him take 2 in a row to Fletch?
You know, I feel like in the Continental Classic, there's some L's in there that they just – that happen that they don't want you to remember.
Sure.
Spoiler alert, Castagnoli took an L this Sunday. To Commander.
Yeah.
And I believe that was Commander's only win in the Continental Classic.
Yep. I don't think Martos had one.
Martos was shut out. You know, Briscoe had 9 points. He won 3 matches in the thing. I know he didn't make it, but I mean, he pinned Fletcher clean.
What do you think of, I mean, it's interesting with a lot of these guys, how they use them in the C2. And I don't know if I liked Daniel Garcia being in this because he's your new TNT champion. But I could see that. I could see him and Shelton Benjamin being added to this card.
Yeah, I like the Continental Classic. And I like Tony keeping us on our toes by not just completely predicting it. Obviously, if you were a betting man, you would have betted $100. There's no way in hell that Claudio is going to take a L to Commander. Right. But the way the rules are, every match is either a draw or it's pinned clean.
Yep.
I like it. It's something different.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't watch the G2 Classic.
Correct.
And I mean, we do watch. We watch highlights, but we don't watch it night in and night out. It lasts for what, a month and a half?
Oh, it lasts a long time. Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot more in depth than the Continental.
Mm-hmm.
Not the G2. It's just, what is it called? The
G1 Climax.
G1. I said G2.
G1. Jesus. Yep. Yeah.
G1. But if we watched that every night, you would probably see a trend and you would be shocked to see who took an L. So sure. I like it. It's something different. It's something that we can look forward to in November and December every year. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And it takes you away from your, I know we're not storyline deep like the WWE, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, we bitch about it sometimes, but
sure.
Hey.
It's warranted at times.
For the last month, this has been kind of fun to watch. It really has. Yeah. And then we got a couple other storylines going, but entertaining television, good wrestling. Can't knock that. I mean, you get 20-minute just banger matches. So,
yep, absolutely. All right, what match do you want to go with next outside the C2?
The next one, I'm just going by the old Twitter machine. The next one is the AEW World Heavyweight Championship, Moxley versus OC versus Hangman. Versus Jay White.
Which I do have a graphic for this one. Didn't, for, of course, for the Continental Classic matches, but Yes. Like you said, Moxley, Hangman, Orange Cassidy, Jay White, four-way for the AEW World Championship. Of course, this is going to be your main event, but we're getting it out of the way here on our predictions a little early. So our champion, Paul, went with Jon Moxley for 7 points.
I went with Jon Moxley for 5 points.
All right. Well, that's a clean sweep across the board. I went Jon Moxley for 8 points. I just don't think it's the right time. And this is an easy way for him to get a dirty victory, or, you know, get a victory to where he didn't even do a lot of the work in the match if he doesn't have to. So
I think the only guy, and obviously I picked Jon Moxley, the only guy that would make sense winning this title is Hangman.
Yes.
Only guy.
But
nothing against OC and Jay. Nothing against them. Right. I think Hangman's the only one that can carry this belt.
But a Hangman's feud with Jay White right now, I think, is going to distract him enough to not be too focused when the belt.
And I think OC has more near falls than anybody in this match.
Yep. Do we see anything crazy to end this pay-per-view after this match? You know, last year it was, we saw MJF lose the title to Samoa Joe, and then we got the devil reveal of Adam Cole in the Undisputed Kingdom with Roderick Strong, Matt Taven, Mike Bennett, and Wardlow. Do we see anything crazy, or is it just the Death Riders riding into 2025, raising hell still?
I got one guy.
Is it the guy we've been speculating for months and everybody's kind of stopped talking about?
We stopped talking about him because they thought his debut would be in New Japan. And we just thought, how does that make sense? He's a contracted AEW wrestler. I think you see Kenny Omega show up at the end of this paper.
Ooh, yes. Yes. Love it.
Ahead of his New Japan Wrestle Kingdom thing.
Yep. I like that a lot.
I think you see Kenny Omega show up, and it starts a Jon Moxley, Kenny Omega. Now, whether we get the Death Riders versus the Elite in January, that's a whole nother thing. It could work. But Kenny Omega shows up Saturday night.
And I'd love for them to do it to where he pops up behind Moxley, just like Moxley did to him on the first Dynamite back in October 2019.
Yep.
Bookend that. That'd be a lot of fun. That'd be a lot of fun. Because that's one rivalry. You know, we've had it two different times in AEW in 2019 and then in 2021. But I'm good with them revisiting that every couple years. It's a good one. Yeah. I like that a lot. I'm glad I thought you were going the Shane O'Mac route. I'm glad. I think that ship has sailed. I really do. Right?
You know, if it hasn't and that happens, that could be the best kept secret in professional wrestling.
Sure.
And I'm not saying I wouldn't pop for it, but I just don't see Kenny Omega not making his return on AEW television.
I agree 100%. I agree 100%. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. So Steffi said, just no exploding barbed wire death matches. Yep. That damn ending.
I'm pretty sure that pyro guy was fired.
Yeah, that company was never rehired again. No, God. Because it was going to be so good, too, with Eddie coming down to save Mox. And then we got sparklers.
Well, that company now just does 8-year-old birthday parties.
Yeah, there we go. Yes. Very fitting. Very fitting. All right. Next up, Shep.
The next one I got is for the Dynamite Diamond Ring. Maxwell, Jacob Freeman versus Adam Cole. Bay.
And our champion, Paul Zartman, going confident with Maxwell Jacob Freeman with 8 points.
Wow.
On Maxwell.
I like Maxwell as well, but I got 6 points on him.
Ship went MJF with 6. Man, you and Paul are in agreement tonight, and I am disagreeing with you guys all over. So I'm going to rule, or I'm going to get so far in dead last. You guys can rub it on my face. I'm going with Adam Cole, baby, for 3. not real confident, but I just think, I mean, especially after last night with MJF's promo against Cole and getting the better of him. It's tough, though, because do you want Max taking a big loss going into 2025? Yeah. But I feel like a returning Adam Cole needs a big win going into 2025.
You know, here's one thing. I listen to Busted Open pretty much every day in my truck. And they talked about, and Bully was pretty adamant about this, that they don't have a true heel in AEW. And he said, John Moxley's trying to be a heel, but mm-hmm. John Moxley's a babyface.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to thinking, you know, he's probably right. I like Mox better as a face than I do as a heel.
I do too.
And you know what? I like MJF better as a heel than I do a face.
Right.
So I see MJF doing whatever he can here to get the win. And to be as heelish as he can, even though Adam Cole has Taven and Bennett in his corner. But, you know, Cole still likes to have his, you know, his pop in his entrance and stuff and play the crowd. So, I don't know. We need a true heel in AEW. And there's only one asshole, and that asshole is MJF.
And Don Callis. There's a true heel. The comedy, Don Callis.
It is, but you don't have him in the ring.
You don't have.
I mean, the coolest thing about Don Callis is the 40 shades of red of his scar on his forehead. It changes week by week. I love it.
Yeah,
love it.
You know, it's interesting, and now you really got me regretting my pick. But hey, which I guess it's not final till the graphics come out. But I'll be honest, I'm probably going to keep my picks where they are. I'm probably not going to change them. I mean, if we get more matches added, the number might change, but I'm probably going to keep all the guys and gals that I picked tonight just because that's how I roll. But you brought up Taven and Bennett. I was thinking about this the other night during Dynamite. I'm like, I could see them turning against Cole and siding with MJF. And then Roddy and Kyle O'Reilly eventually come to save Adam Cole. There's your
undisputed era
back.
Yeah. Okay, that works. And the only thing I can picture is Bennett and Taven, you know, in vignettes with MJF, and MJF just absolutely talking down to him, just trashing him. But they're still fighting with him because Cole and Roddick and O'Reilly are together and they have to work together. And I can just see MJF just being an absolute dipshit.
Yeah,
it could work. And I could see some really, really entertaining vignettes from them. So,
because I feel like MJF kind of needs a faction again or a group again.
I don't think he does.
Okay.
He's so good. He's such a good talker. He's a good wrestler. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even care to, like, every week, I don't care to see a match of MJF. I just want to see a segment with MJF. That's all I'm looking forward to.
Especially in the ring, not a pre-tape, which he's had to do a lot because of his acting career.
I don't know. Those pre-tapes with those rooms that look like he's sitting in a hunting lodge with fires and dark, I don't know. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
I prefer him in the ring, yes. Because there's nothing to do with the live crowd.
If they went down this road, I kind of just said, with Taven and Bennett turning against Cole and siding with MJF, assuming the guy gets healthy eventually and returns, be interesting then if they did something with Wardlow. Because last time we saw him, he was pissed at MJF again. So you could have him try to team up with the Undisputed Era and go after that group. Or, I don't know. They could go down the route of Wardlow's back with MJF again, but that kind of kills everything they've told us for the last couple of years. I don't know. Or maybe you just don't get him involved at all, but when he's healthy, he needs to be back on TV. I still think that's one of their biggest talents they've dropped the ball with, for sure.
But, how hurt is he?
I don't know. You know, he had a bad car wreck earlier this year where he totaled his Cadillac, but I don't know. I never heard of like the injury exactly. So, because you remember, like the last time we saw him was in March, and he supposedly like we thought he was hurt then, but then they said he was fine, but then he really did get in a car wreck a few months later. So I don't know.
You know what they say about them Cadillacs. Never mind. We won't go. Never mind. Next.
That is a GM product there, Ship.
That is a GM product. I do not sell Cadillacs, but that is a GM product.
You can get them if anybody out there is interested, though.
I can, especially if you like them electric ones. Yeah. They're going all electric by 2027, six.
They and Buick, right?
Yeah, unless something happens here in January, which I think will, but hey. That's a whole nother podcast.
A whole different rabbit hole. Whole different rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Which I forgot to ask you what you're drinking tonight, by the way. I'm a bad host.
Oh, hell, I'm about ready for a refill.
30 minutes in, I completely forgot to ask you what you're drinking. But.
Yeah, actually, no. Just the normal little Kettle One vodka, even though them fuckers won't sponsor us.
I know.
And Cherry Buble. I had to cook dinner tonight for the fam.
What did we cook?
We smoked some chicken legs. The boys like chicken legs.
Oh yeah.
And I'm catering a Christmas party tomorrow. The second party, like I don't know how to get myself into this shit. I love to smoke stuff on the Traeger and cook and I catered a Christmas party for my partner in the dealership earlier in the year. He can't cook. He couldn't cook a grilled cheese in a microwave if you let him. And so I cooked him some steaks and stuff and took him. And then I opened my mouth and the local girls basketball team is having their Christmas party with the coaches. And I'm kind of involved there. So yeah. So I've been cooking pulled pork for them all day and threw that on there. So I've been cooking all day. So I've had plenty of beers, plenty of chiladas. And I had a couple of vodkas this morning watching the Colts get ready to beat the Titans, which at first I thought the Titans were
going to kick their ass. Choke it away. They Jeez. Tried, and then they tried Christ. To blow it.
Jeez, G-man. Yeah. Cheese and rice, baby. Cheese and rice. Anyways, I'm drinking vodka and cherry soda tonight, and we're going to make another pick, and then I'm probably going to make another one of these before we get down to any rabbit holes and any questions we have from the KOP universe tonight.
Which it doesn't look like Majin's in the chat, at least as of now, so it might be a little tame.
You know what? You might have heard what happened.
I don't know if I want to hear, but sure.
He was walking down the steps of his house. He slipped on some fucking maple syrup and threw his back out.
I knew it was going to be maple syrup.
I mean, you know, they throw salt down there and it gets the ice away. But that salt don't get rid of that maple syrup, baby. And fucker threw his back out. Poor little feller.
Cheers, Majin. Jets aren't playing well right now.
Maple syrup burned his back. They quit serving Labatt Blue to him. No more Molson.
I totally expect a comment when he hears this. All good, Majin. All good. All right, Shep. Next match. What we got?
Next one on my list is the AEW Women's World Championship match. It is a Tijuana street fight. Mariah May versus Thunder Rosa. I did pretty good.
That was really good. And you know, I was hoping Paul would be joining us tonight because he usually complains and bitches about insert city name street fight. Well, World's End's in Orlando. This isn't the Orlando street fight. It's a Tijuana street fight.
This is Thunder Rosa's backyard.
Yes, yes, it is. And both these ladies, I'm looking forward to this one because they can both get hardcore. They can both get bloody when they want to.
And yeah. I remember the Thunder Rosa Britt Baker was a cage match, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Light Tower. they had a cage match and a lights out match.
I can't remember which one, but it was.
Yeah.
Both of them were really, really good.
I think it was the lights out one. I gave my match of the year in like 2021.
Then it was the lights out one. That was the one Britt Baker won. Thumbtacks, blood, tables, barbed wire.
Yep.
All the good stuff. All the good stuff.
Yep.
What did the old champion have here?
Oh, Moose, Paulster, the Rippler, whatever you want to call him, Ripper. He has Mariah May for 5.
Fuck it, Paul. I have Mariah May for 7.
I have Mariah May for 7 as well. So great minds think alike. There, Shep. Yeah, it's not her time. Not only is it not her time to lose, you know, I like Thunder Rosa a lot. She's not the right opponent to take it off of Mariah May.
She hadn't been consistent enough.
Right. Right. She's talented enough.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like this is what they do with her. They bring her back to challenge for the title. Then she's gone again for a while.
Yeah, but
and they bring her back.
She's been just killing it with injuries, like nagging injuries, back injuries, neck injuries. So I love to see her back. I love to see her in matches like this. I think she will kill it. But just not the right time to put the belt on her. But I hope she stays healthy. It stays in the title picture, here for the next, 6 months.
Oh, absolutely. Just helps the women's division overall. And I know we hit on this last week, and I know it was before I got on the podcast, but of course I listened to it and heard your take on Toni Storm's new/old character. I like what they're doing with them because she's gone all in acting like a rookie. I mean,
I was critical of it, right?
Yes.
And then I watched the vignette.
Yep.
And with RJ City, and I'm like, holy shit, she is awesome.
Yep. Yep.
And when he questioned, he goes, the 3-time AEW women's champion. And he questioned her. And she goes, oh, that's lofty goals or whatever she said. I'm just like, holy shit. All of a sudden she's been mind erased.
Yep.
And I love it. She is so good.
In my opinion, it is timeless Toni Storm playing the role of rookie Toni Storm. And let's see if Mariah falls for it or not.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
But she's playing it well enough. We all know it. But will Mariah fall for it or not? That's the question. Yeah. She's so good, though. She's so good. I mean, even if your speculation or my speculation, whichever one's correct, I mean, she's money.
And on the microphone and vignette, she's right up there with MJF. I know MJF is really up there, but on the women's side, I don't know if there's anybody better.
Yeah. And like you said, the thing with RJ City, the segment she interrupted Thunder Rosa and Tony Schiavone to introduce herself to Tony in Thunder Rosa was great. And then she was on the ROH TV tapings for next week. She competed in ROH for the first time. I mean, she's diving that far in into this rookie role. She appeared on ROH. So
good for her.
Awesome.
Good for her.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. I know we got 2 more matches to predict. Interesting thing about this card so far. No Swerve or Bobby Lashley. No Chris Jericho.
Well,
King of New York, Chris Jericho.
Yeah, you got Chris Jericho, though. He just did the ROH thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I got to think Swerve and Bobby are on, like, maybe not in a match, but somewhere in here. They'll pop up somewhere. On the pay-per-view, right?
Yeah. I mean, you could look at Swerve messing around with that main event or the heavyweight championship match.
Sure.
You can see him poking his nose around and maybe Lashley coming out too.
Yeah. Could see Lashley and the Hurt Syndicate with Ricochet to see too. I mean, I know they can't get involved. But maybe post-match.
Do they punked him so bad?
Oh, and then
they punked him so bad.
The crowd last night on Collision was anti-Ricochet. Pro Ospreay. F him up, Ospreay. F him up.
Well, the only thing Ricochet has going for him right now is Samantha Irvine.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he's not.
He's not meshing with the crowd.
His performance in the ring is okay. Not yes. knocking that, but I think I've texted you, and I even texted the two beard guys. We were in a group message, and I'm just like, this, when he talks, it just
he's not
nails on the chalkboard, man.
Something's delivery's off. Something's just not clicking there.
Yeah. So
yeah, but we'll see. It's yeah. Yeah, and I think I think I know you need to go make a drink, but I think
I need to make a drink because we got two more matches to go. But yes. you finish your point, and I'll be right back. I can hear you.
Yep. Yep. I'm real confident that in my prediction now, a week later, more than I was last week, that the rated R superstar Adam Copeland is joining your boys FTR on January 1st, Dynamite in Asheville, North Carolina. Because they keep teasing it. FTR saying they're coming against the Death Riders, and they're not coming alone. It's right in Adam Copeland's backyard, too. Makes too much sense. So even though we all kind of foresee it coming, it's still going to be a great moment. Still going to be a great pop, and I'm interested to see those three team up and join a little faction or a group, if you will. So I'm all for it. I mean, even though it's not really going to be a surprise, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. If you remember when Adam Copeland was making his WWE return, WWE had a documentary following him.
Yep.
Part of that. And the guy that prepared him was Cash Wheeler.
Right.
You know, they sent
a ring to his house.
They sent a ring to Edge's house, Adam Copeland's mm-hmm. house. Mm-hmm. And for him to start training, his neighbor is Cash Wheeler, neighborhood in the area, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he prepared Edge for his comeback.
Right.
So now we do this January 1st thing with Asheville that was devastated by the hurricane.
Yep, five for the fallen. Yep.
Yep. And you know, FTR, obviously they're passionate dudes. They raised a lot of money. They helped a lot of people. So now they're going to bring this show to them. So yeah, they're going to pull out all the stops. So yep. I agree with you. I think you will see Adam Copeland definitely show up, be the third man on that team, yep. And maybe go for there. Now, what I'm hoping is after January 1, after that show's done, they hop on a plane and go to Japan because we got a big event coming up.
Just yep. so you know.
Yep. And I hope they're involved somewhere in there.
Yep. That's, of course, got Wrestle Kingdom on the 4th, then Wrestle Dynasty, which AEW is a part of, on the 5th. So
both yeah. from the Tokyo Dome,
which has been real interesting. I know we talked about this a little bit a week ago, but they haven't promoted that show very much because of World's End. So right. it's just kind of the timing's kind of been odd. So, but yep, but you're right. They're going to pull all the stops for Dynamite January 1 because it's a simulcast of all simulcasts. It's the first Dynamite simulcast on Max.
Correct.
So, yep. I know it's not Raw on Netflix. That's a whole nother ordeal, but still a big deal for AEW. So.
And I will be on the West Coast for that show. So that show will come on. Is that show live, Jan 1?
Yep, yep. So that show will be at 5 o'clock on the West Coast. Well, no. They usually do. It'll come on at 8 o'clock on the West Coast. 11
will it come on 11 the 8? All right.
Yeah, at least the time I was out there when Dynamite was on, because a few times a year they'll do it live no matter where you are, but usually it comes on at 8 o'clock on the West Coast.
I have a feeling I'll be the only person on that golf compound watching yep. Dynamite, but I will be watching.
Yep. That's going to be good stuff.
And that's going to be right before we go watch the Georgia-Notre Dame game. And I do have a handful of Notre Dame fans with me. And so
I'm sorry.
I've already ordered it, Tanner. I've already ordered my red and black Georgia t-shirt go Dawgs. And I've already been told I might be kicked out of the trip before we even play.
Love it. Round of golf. Absolutely love it.
Absolutely yeah.
love it.
My team plays New Year's Eve.
Yep.
So as long as that goes to plan, I'm wearing red and black the whole way there. Go Dawgs.
Yeah, it will.
So we got two left.
Two left. So
damn, the holes, Tanner.
That's what we do. That's what we do. Darby Allin fan at the ship. You kind of remind me of my hero Darby Allin. You both seem to be fierce competitors.
Oh, fucking Chet, I love you guys. I love you. That's great.
Darby Allin fan.
Darby Allin fan. Cheers, you son of a bitch. Love you. All right. next one I got, Takeshna versus Powerhouse Hobbs.
Yeah, kind of random, but I'm here for it. It's going to be a hard-hitting match for sure. But I think we're all three going to agree here. I don't think there's doubt. The result, and Paul has, let me pull up his picks. Paul's taking Takeshna for 6 confidence points.
I'm taking Takeshna for 8.
Yeah, it's a pretty safe pick. I also have Takeshna for 6. Yep, definitely not his time. He hasn't held it long enough yet. I like Hobbs being in the mix. Like I said, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, but the only thing I can see there, Hobbs having some history with Don Callis.
Yeah. Sure.
So I don't know how that's going to play out, but I like you said, I think it'll be hard hitting. I think they'll beat the shit out of each other.
Actually. Oh yeah, they will.
So
catch the man. He lays it in for sure.
He's definitely strong style.
Yep. Yep.
So that leaves one match left.
Yep. That leaves the everybody's favorite in the TBS title. We got Mercedes Moné and Chris Statlander, 2, making a big deal about that. 2.
I really hope Paul does not pick with me on this one, because it literally will come down to this between me and Paul.
Well, I will go first.
You go first.
Yeah, I'll change it up. I'll go first. Because everybody knows how I feel about Mercedes on this. But, you know, and I've been saying somebody's going to take it off of her. I keep saying it's going to be Camille, but we haven't seen anything, heard of anything from Camille in a while. Here's my bold prediction. Camille's returning at this pay-per-view. And Camille's costing Mercedes the title. Statlander for 4 points.
Oh, shoot.
You want to go? Do you want me to
read Paul's? Because I have this so far. I have the same prediction points as you right now. That's all I got left.
Paul is going Chris Statlander for 4 confidence points.
Oh, son of a bitch! And I'm going to show this on my paper here, just so people don't think I'm like screwing it. But I have 4 left as well, right?
Right, right.
And I have circled all my papers, so I'm gonna show you. I don't know if you can see this. It's Moné.
Yep, I'll see it. Mercedes for 4.
Mercedes for 4. I don't think this is a big enough stage for them to take the belt off of her. She's playing this moniker where she's bigger than the AEW Women's Champion right now.
Right.
She demands more. She demands a bigger stage, a bigger arena. That's just her character. So I don't think this show is the right one for her to lose it at. I think it's going to be a major pay-per-view.
Yep. And the interesting thing is, and God, I really hate my picks now. Like I pick, and now I'm talking, and I'm making better points than, like, they're not backing up my picks at all. I'm gonna get last place in this. But Mercedes is facing Mina at Wrestle Dynasty with the New Japan World title on the line versus whatever title Mina holds. I don't remember off the top of my head, Stardom title or whatever. So both titles on the line. I don't think AEW is going to have Mercedes lose both titles in a week span because I think she loses over in Japan to get that title off of her on the Mina.
Okay, yeah.
But I stupidly picked Statlander because I fell for the two graphic having a rematch, and I'm like, they're not going to do Stat dirty twice, two times in a row. But now I'm thinking, well, they probably will.
Yeah, I don't see a single title change at this pay-per-view.
And Majin pops in at the Tokyo Dome.
He's there. Majin, how ER doing okay, man? Sorry. I know the back's hurting.
He's like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know. He's going, you son of a buck.
He's like, I got to rewind now. What does Shep say about me? What does Shep say about me? He's alive.
He's alive.
Debbie said he was sleeping earlier. He was sleeping. He fell asleep. So,
well, you know, up there in Canada, they give those muscle relaxers when you pull a muscle. So he had a muscle.
Yeah, we were.
He had a Molson.
I was just saying your Jets aren't playing very well. Shep said you slipped on some maple syrup, hurt your back.
Oh, gosh.
Everybody
in Canada is going to think I'm an asshole. That's okay.
Well, you know.
Yeah, you know.
He said my back is hurting from carrying this channel with my reactions. Touche.
Well, hey, at least you showed up better late than everybody.
Yeah, where's our champ?
I don't know. You gotta get that
shit in the picks.
Hey, you gotta get that shit in the picks. You gotta get that shit figured out, or Tanner.
Well, you know, it felt weird having a prediction show, not reaching down to put the title over my shoulder. I didn't like it. Hopefully, come.
It'll be a while before you do that.
I was gonna say, hopefully, come Wrestle Dynasty, I'll be doing that. But that's pretty quick turnaround.
You know what? You don't want to do double pick, double show pick,
double show pick. Well,
Kingdom then followed by Dynasty.
I don't watch enough New Japan to even. I'm gonna struggle with Wrestle Dynasty. Period.
I watched a couple New Japan shows this month. I haven't. The last 6 months, I have not followed it regularly like I should, or like I used to.
It's hard.
It's just random times, and then,
yep.
You know, if I have a free moment to watch some wrestling, I'm catching up on AEW or
right. I mean,
I get sucked in. I mean, I'm telling you right now, I get sucked in with some fucking WWE shit right now.
I know.
It's on television. I don't have to fucking.
I know.
Stream it.
I am interested. Like, this Netflix show is gonna be pretty fun. I think they're gonna pull out all the stops.
It might as well be a pay-per-view.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It is pretty much. Yeah, the arena they're running at, the Clippers' new arena, is state of the art. So it's going to look pretty sweet. Intuit Dome, or Intuit Arena, I believe it's called. I don't know if it's Dome or Arena. Intuit. Yeah. So they finally got their own. They're not sharing the crypto.com, which used to be Staples Center with the Lakers anymore. So
Staples Center. It's not the
crypto. Yeah, it's always going to be a Staples Center.
Yeah, it's always going to be a Staples Center.
It's like the Rogers Center in Toronto. It's always going to be the Sky Dome. Always going to be Sky Dome.
That's like the 2100 Arena in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Jeff, you are an asshole. At least you're right. Yes. I play my part very well.
He does.
I do.
Podcast would not be the same without you. Glad you joined in March of 2022. Paul and I were pretty boring all 2021 before you. So,
God, March. Yeah,
March will be 3 years.
Holy shit.
You've been doing this with us.
We're going to have an anniversary party.
Yep.
We're all going to take shots of tequila.
I'm in.
Yes. Got it.
That was still, you know, going back. If you go back and watch our WrestleMania watch along of night one of the main event, we were all drinking some alcohol that night. That was a good show.
We did that, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah. It was also Final Four weekend. Yeah. That was an entertaining one.
We got to do that again. We'll do that again.
That was, That was entertaining.
You know, the only show we can never do a watch along with is Wrestle Dynasty.
Yeah. No.
Because we'd have to start at 3 a.m.
Hey, it is on a Sunday this year.
I mean, I'm in. I'm in.
Just tell the same tequila.
Can we get two beards to join in on that?
It probably would. I mean, I know JPJ drinks. Pluggo doesn't drink, but he is sponsored by a non-alcohol brewing company. So he would drink that. So
yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah, we'll get those guys on sometime early 2025. We'll do some collaboration with them again. It's been a while. So I meant to, they were having a holiday party type show Thursday night, this past Thursday. I meant to hop on before the Broncos game, but I didn't. So, and I'm not talking about the game, by the way.
How'd that work out for you?
Not good. I'm still pissed. You know, it was Thursday night, and I'm still pissed about it. But no, this is going to be fun pay-per-view to round out 2024 for AEW. Heading into 2025, we're starting to see a lot better crowds show up at these smaller venues. So,
let's talk about the smaller venues, because, mm-hmm. again, that was another topic on Busted Open the other day.
Yeah.
Tommy Dreamer and Bully Ray had a debate because they both agree that the WWE is just, you know, blazing a path right now. They're just on fire. You know, they're selling out those arenas, you know, where every mm-hmm. NBA team plays, the big arenas, mm-hmm. you know, your 10, 15, 20,000 people arenas.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden here, we've had a couple hot crowds. One at the Fishers Event Center in Indianapolis.
Yep.
Smaller arenas, and all of a sudden it makes the product look a little different because the crowd's hot. It's a more intimate venue. So Bully Ray and Tommy Dreamer were in favor of this, saying that they need to change their direction and book these type of arenas on a weekly basis. And mm-hmm. I kind of agree with them.
Well, and it looks like if you go on awtix.com, they are going that way. A lot of the venues outside the pay-per-views are at these smaller arenas that hold 3, 4, 5,000. And if you can pack those places, you're going to get better crowds. You're going to get hotter crowds, and it makes a difference across television.
It's going to be louder. Yeah, you want it to be loud. And you know, the pay-per-views, okay. Yeah, book you a bigger NBA.
And they don't have trouble. And they don't have trouble filling out their pay-per-view arenas. Like at Newark for a Full Gear last month, they got about 10,000 in there. Yeah. Let me go check. I'll try to check what the World's End tickets are looking like here while we're talking.
Where is World's End at?
Orlando. But the interesting thing is NXT's running in Orlando also the same night.
So is this the same arena that the Magic plays in? No, it's a different arena.
It's a smaller one. I don't know who plays here. It might be UCF basketball, but I'm not sure. I'll go look that up as well. Orlando Arena. Yeah, it's not the Amway Center. It's the Addition Finance. Yep, it's UCF men's and women's basketball. Yep. Addition Financial Arena. Let's see here if I can find. What, Wrestle Dreams? Not Jesus. World's End, not Wrestle Dream. I knew it started with W. World's End tickets is looking like. That was last year. Come on. Okay, so this was 8 days ago on December 14th. WrestleTix on X said current setup was set for 5,731. They distributed 5,133. So there's 598 tickets remaining 8 days ago. So
it's going to be a pretty packed arena.
Yeah. And if trends continue, I could see them doing a setup of up to 7,000 probably. Yeah. Yeah. So let's see if he has any other numbers here. Hammerstein today sold out completely, 1,491 for the Dynamite taping.
Which?
So sold out completely for Collision, was sold out completely for ROH. In contrast that to WWE Monday Night Raw on Netflix, Intuit Dome, there's been 12,692 tickets distributed for a current setup of 14,856. So there's 2,222 tickets. 2,224 tickets remaining as of yesterday.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
you're going 2,000 to 10,000?
Well, did you see for the Rumble? You see those numbers?
I've looked at Rumble tickets again and just can't.
I know.
I can't get myself to pull the trigger, man.
But yeah, it was a Christmas gift for me from my wife, even though I ended up buying them.
Well, you know,
for myself, kind of, because it was a whole ordeal. But anyways, we got them. Paid more than we wanted to, but we got them. Just because, you know, I'm an AEW fan first before WWE, but I'm also a wrestling fan. And this is a spectacle that I love to watch every year. It does never come to Indiana in our backyard before, so I feel like I had to go. Anyways, the current setup is 53,438. And as of yesterday, they had sold 46,826. So 6,612 tickets remaining.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty darn good.
Pretty damn good.
That's pretty darn good. So, yep. Yep. So they're the red hot ticket in town right now. But I think AEW strategy is pretty good.
I think they just bang those smaller venues, intimate venues.
Yep.
Until you're
consistently selling those out. Yeah. Then you can go a little bigger.
I think, well, that when you do that too, you know, 3,000 to 5,000 seat venues, you can get a little bit of a premium for the ticket.
Sure.
Because there might not be a bad seat in the house.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like when we went to the Pepsi Coliseum in Indianapolis,
mm-hmm.
you could sit in the upper deck and be completely fine. It wasn't a bad seat in the house.
Same thing with the Fishers Event Center, how it's set up, a little bigger, but still. Still have bad seats in the house. Yep.
So you start doing that, you get a little bit, you know, get a little premium on the tick. They'll be just fine. I don't disagree the game plan of doing these smaller venues. And you get a true wrestling fan in there. It's louder. Yep. It's more intimate. They're more pumped. They're in the action. They're on top of the action. So. I think it's a win-win.
Majin, I see your question about All In Texas. Doesn't look like he has numbers yet. On December 1st, he said he didn't have an estimate for the show yet, as it's currently in VIP early pre-sale. That was before the pre-sale.
That's a baseball stadium, right?
Yeah, that's where Globe Life Field, where the Rangers play. I'll keep checking, but I cannot find anything. I'll keep scrolling back here, see if I can find something.
Which that setup's got to be somewhere around 50, 60,000, doesn't it?
At least 40, I think. Yeah. GCW, as of 2 days ago, for their Hammerstein show, has only sold 816 tickets.
Out of 1,400?
1,500. So they've sold more than there's available, I guess. Let's see here. Come on. Give me All In. Give me something here. Indianapolis, a game bridge on Friday, January 31st for SmackDown. It's a setup of 8,450. And as of the 19th, they had distributed 4,611.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm still looking for All In here. I don't think he's going to have anything.
I figured you could set Gamebridge holds 14,000 for an NBA game, doesn't it?
I think it's about 19,000.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah, so I'm surprised the setup's that small, to be honest.
Maybe they're just thinking because it's New Year's Eve. No, not New Year's Eve.
No, it's night before the Rumble, January 31st. I don't know.
January 31st.
Yeah, Rumble's February 1st. Yep. I'm not finding anything, Majin, on All In. Which I'm surprised. I figured you'd have something on here. But if you don't follow WrestleTix on X, I recommend doing so. It's really cool, the work he does on here.
On Twitter, Tanner. Get it right.
Yeah, you're right. It's always Twitter to me. I'm still scrolling. I'm not trying to quit until I get back to that. Huh, that was interesting. The Battle for the Valley the Battle in the Valley show, New Japan on January 11th. This was on December 16th. Current setup's 2,143. And they'd only distributed 944. Those shows just don't.
What arena is that in?
It's at the San Jose Civic. I think that's where the Sharks play.
Well, they used to run the Cow Palace a lot, right?
Right. They used to. Oh, that's when ROH and New Japan were hot with the Bullet Club. Yeah.
Well, I remember seeing some of those when New Japan comes over there and runs these shows in California. Like, the arenas are, the lower level's full, but when you get up into the, 100 sections of the arena, it's spotty.
Maj is going to try to be down in Texas for All In. He said his mom lives in Texas too, so he'll be killing two birds with one stone. That'll be a hell of a time if you can get down there.
Yeah, make sure you go see your mom, Majin. Hey, and Majin, make sure you bring her some premium maple syrup.
All right, Steffi's really giving some hate to Globe Life. I got to know the backstory here. I don't know if she's saying Globe Life the company or something against Globe Life Field. I just got to know the backstory here. Sorry, I've gone down a ticket rabbit hole and venue rabbit hole, but now
you're about tickets all of a sudden here.
Yeah. Dynamite's running Cincinnati on January 15th. And he's got WrestleTix has a picture of this venue. It's called the Brady Music Center. And it looks really cool.
Oh,
the venue got cool. I hold up to 4,500 fans, but capacity's a little lower for wrestling. So that's going to be a cool venue for wrestling.
No, I've been there. I've been in that venue. Yeah.
That'll be cool. Those are the type of venues. They need to go to some unique venues like that. Like, I like that.
You still.
She said, Steffi says, Stephanie is handicapped. Steffi loves to go to baseball games. Okay. And Majin, AEW's got to stop running shit Chicago so often. I think it's their home away from home. So
I hate Chicago.
I'm not a big fan either.
No.
My wife likes it, but I don't.
Chicago sucks.
Majin, why is Steffi talking in third person? Steffi's not the Rock. So I'm guessing, Steffi, that Globe Life Field's not wheelchair friendly. Okay. She confirmed one. Okay. I gotcha. Well, that's too bad. Yeah. Every arena and venue needs to be wheelchair friendly. There's no excuse in 2024/2025.
There's no excuse.
I got nothing on All In, Majin. I'm sorry. We'll have to keep tabs on WrestleTix to see if he updates that. Stephen Chamber, what's going on, man? No problem for the late tuning. You can always catch up to what we were talking about earlier, but glad you're here. So, Merry Christmas to you too, Stephen.
You filthy animals.
Shep, any wrestling related items on your Christmas list this year?
No, not really. I've said this for the last like 30 days. I'm just pumped for Wrestle Kingdom.
Yep.
And then obviously Wrestle Dynasty right behind it in the Tokyo Dome. I just love watching those shows in the Tokyo Dome. The Tokyo Dome is so cool. I mean, that's like a bucket list for me is Royal Rumble. Yes, it's right in my backyard next year. Damn. A date with Nick Wayne's mom. She's in the house sleeping. Keep it down. I mean, a true bucket list for me to travel my fat ass over to Tokyo and go to the Tokyo Dome and watch Wrestle Kingdom. And maybe that'll happen. Maybe once my family's older and moved on and I can do that, I would love to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if I can be in a fucking plane that long.
Like, I know that. I'm
getting ready to fly Jan. 1 to California and it's 4 hours and 30 minutes. And like, I've done this flight before, but it's like this, like come 3 hours and 45 minutes into this flight, my fat butt is ready to get up and like, I can't do it. So to go to fly to Tokyo, man, I was like, holy shit.
Hawaii was bad enough for me. And that was like broken up between 2 nights. We flew from, where did we fly from? Fort Wayne to Dallas. Dallas is San Diego. Smith and I in San Diego, then went San Diego to Honolulu. And that flight was 6 hours. That was long enough for me from San Diego to Honolulu. And that was the shortest flight you can have in the U.S.
Dude, yeah. I mean, I'd have to fly to
California,
Tokyo. And then I'm going to have some of them sleepy time gummies. that's legal in California and make me take a night time. So
imagine us filthy animals. So we're a WCW faction.
I mean, hey, yep. Hey, back in the day, I liked them, but
Steven said he'd love to go to Wrestle Kingdom and Wrestle Dynasty.
I mean, yeah, that's definitely bucket list shit for me. And then what's the steak? What's the steakhouse in Tokyo? You got the jackets. What's
Riviera?
It called?
Riviera, isn't it?
Yeah.
Riberia.
And it looks like, hey, we've been to some good steakhouses here in America, right, Tanner?
Yeah.
But if you look at all the shit those guys
eat. Riberia steakhouse in Tokyo, Japan.
But if you look at that, it's like, it's a thin-ass ribeye, some fucking sweet corn, and some potatoes.
You got to get your jacket, though. You got to get the jacket.
I mean, yeah, I would eat there just because that's like, it's fucking iconic. Yeah. But I'm like, I'm looking at that like, dude, I can get a better ribeye down at the fucking local 7-Eleven down here than that shit. But that's all right. That's all right. Hey, to each their own. If I go to Tokyo, I'm eating there, right? I got to get some sweet corn and some paper thin ass ribeyes.
Steven, we went over the full card. We did our predictions earlier.
Eight matches so far.
Eight matches because, spoiler alert, we found out the three Continental results. We found out the semifinals of the Continental that were going to be on World's End card. So we predicted those matches and then the finals. So, yeah. Yeah, but hit us up with your predictions in the comments. Not too late to do that. So, and scary thing, Shep and Paul only disagreed once. I disagreed all over the board. So I'm either going to look awesome or look like a dumbass. Probably the latter in this one. I'm probably taking a big old L in this one. Not going to lie.
I'm going to tell you right now, if Mercedes Moné cost me the fucking belt, I hope she gets.
See, Steven, I shouldn't have went. Oh, I'm an idiot. See?
Yeah, the speed turns on Cole.
He's right. It's going to happen, and I pick Cole because I'm an idiot. Yep. I am, Majin. I am going to come in last. I don't know what I was thinking this time. It's like I don't have the title around me, and now I'm...
Hey, that's what Purdue fans do. They come in last.
Ouch. 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 That hurts.
Hey, that hurts. Just saying Big Ten football. That's what we got to do.
Yeah, it's true. That's what we do. Hopefully, a new coach will help, but who knows?
Who's going to be the coach?
It's Barry Odom. He was UNLV's coach, and before that, he was Missouri's coach. Signed him to a big money deal, so 6 years. So we'll see. It's a rebuilding project, no matter who takes over.
Hey, as long as they give him about $30 million a year in the portal, he's good to go. Yeah,
that's the problem. They don't.
No.
Majin Cole could still win, and then they turn, but yeah. Steven, Mercedes retain. Majin, you guys hear the latest with Camille? Well, I saw Brian Alvarez speculating that she's done with the company. I don't think she is, but he'd know more than I would. That's Alvarez speculates she's done already.
She going back to NWA?
I don't know. Why would you go back there? I don't. That's why I thought she'd come back and help Stat win this thing over Mercedes. But I'm once again probably an idiot because why would they have her drop that and then drop the New Japan World to Mina? Yeah, probably doesn't make sense.
I haven't seen enough for her to go to like NXT.
No,
I wouldn't think, but
no. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Any other bold predictions for Saturday that we're not thinking that we haven't mentioned? I mean, exactly. I loved yours about Kenny coming back at the end.
Yeah,
love that.
He's healthy. Another one, and I don't know where they fit in because there's no tag team on there. But we haven't seen the Bucks in a while, and the Bucks showed up in New Japan.
They'll be on Wrestle Dynasty.
Yeah.
Well, and I hate, like, why did they put the straps on Private Party if we're never going to see him wrestle? They did a House of Glory show the other night, and the Hardys were there because they took a picture of all four of them holding gold since the Hardys are TNA tag champs right now. That was cool, but, like, what are we doing with the tag division right now?
Yeah, it's in La La Land. It's worse than the women's division.
Majin's, yeah, apparently Camille's being paid to stay home until her deal is up. I heard she got sent home for a reason that isn't good, but I haven't heard what happened yet. So kind of like Phoenix and Ricky Starks, basically. Stephen Chambers says, ROH final battle sucked. Jericho versus Cardona, horrible. Cardona hit his ankle and Bandido shows up for the save, knocked the wind out of himself, jumping off the ropes. And he's predicting Jack Perry joins the Death Riders.
Leaves the Elite and goes to the Death Riders. Wow.
Maja, speaking of that, you see the Bucks and Jack Perry already have some heat with each other. The Elite already having some heat is interesting. Yep. Jack Perry asked him, hey, where were you guys when I was taped to the front of my van, bus, whatever the hell it was? And they're like, you know, make a bunch of excuses. Yep. Pretty interesting.
Is it bad, though, you get all these storylines, and it's not on AEW television?
100%, Shep. 100% it's bad. It's on New Japan or New Japan social media. It's why aren't we getting this on AEW? This is the stuff they need.
And again, I love New Japan, you know, but it's like, holy shit, we're AEW fans.
100%. 100%.
We have national cable television shows. We got to have this shit on there.
Yes, 100%. Because you can't just expect that everybody's tuning in and finding it on social media. A lot of them probably are. Like the Dyers, like you and me, but a lot of them also aren't. So, Steven's also predicting Father of the Year Christian Cage cashes in his contract. I keep forgetting about that damn thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he says Omega shows up World's End. Yeah, I like that. I hope so. I miss Kenny Omega.
And maybe World's End, there might be a proposal. Shep and Mama Wayne getting married. I don't know.
Is that what's in the contract that Christian has?
Did you see them red boots last week? I picked them out. I said, Mama Wayne, you look good in these babies.
Santa Claus came to town early, huh?
Santa came early. Mama Wayne, you wear these.
Steve James says, Las Vegas double or nothing. With a laughing emoji. Anything else, Shep? Anything else tonight?
No, I don't think we have. We don't have any off-the-topic stuff tonight, do we?
I don't think so. I haven't seen any in the comments. I can't think of any.
Well, we had a couple when it was Paul and I like sent us a question that has nothing to do with wrestling.
Right, right. Like
popular comments or stuff going on.
Oh, and Majin did some good music ones last week. So
yeah. So well, if anybody had any of that, hell, I'm ready to go make a bourbon and watch some football and fall asleep on my couch.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, we're hosting my wife's family for on Christmas Eve, so we got to get the house all ready the next couple of days. So,
well, good luck with that. I hosted.
We did it 2 years ago. We did it 2 years ago, and
I did Thanksgiving. I don't have to do Christmas. I'm happy.
Yeah, it was vice versa. Her uncle did Thanksgiving, and we got Christmas this year. So.
Yeah, Thanksgiving was fun.
Steven said, great episode of Collision, Ospreay versus Ricochet. Yeah, I need to go back and watch that in full. I only watched bits and pieces of Collision, but I saw the results and everything.
It was a typical, what you would expect. We've seen this before.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like the first time we've seen it. And it was a good match.
Yeah. Well, I like the crowd, though. The crowd was fun from what I saw.
Yeah. Crowd was good. But
yeah, Buccaneers, Cowboys. Yeah, I am sick of the Cowboys being on national television, but that is what it is.
Yeah, Cowboys are up 20-14 right now. I haven't watched it at all. But
you know, I will say they've played a lot better with Cooper Rush than I thought they would with him. I mean, they're not going to make the playoffs, but they've been a lot more serviceable, and he's been more serviceable than I thought. So he's good backup. Good backup.
Dak's had his time. He's done. Yep,
he's overrated.
He's done.
Yep.
Get him out of there.
Yep.
Hey, bring Dion and Shadur in there next year. Let's go.
Well, maybe Shadur, but I really surprisingly think Dion's staying in Boulder now.
You really think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw Jalen Hurts got hurt with concussion today. And
well,
he
was out early, wasn't he?
Yeah, first quarter. Kenny Pickett came in. Commanders got the close win.
All right, everybody listening, what's your Super Bowl pick? Give me your two teams in the Super Bowl. And hold on, this is even better. Who's going to be your Super Bowl halftime entertainment? Is it going to be Jay-Z? Or is there a backup plan?
We already know who the halftime entertainment is.
Is okay, but have you not watched some shit on Jay-Z lately?
Jay-Z's not in he's not the halftime entertainment.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Who is it?
I'm bringing it up right now because I don't want to get this wrong.
It's Jay-Z, isn't it?
It's Kendrick Lamar.
I swear Jay-Z was in there because the NFL came out and said they supported Jay-Z and his shit.
And Steven said Lions and Chiefs. God, I hope as a Bronco fan, I hope it's not the Chiefs again. I'd be fine with the Lions. I'm afraid the Lions coach is going to get too aggressive and cost them, though.
I like that pick. I think Lions and Chiefs is the best Super Bowl we could watch.
I'm good with the Lions. I'll say Lions-Bills. So we get a first-time Super Bowl winner no matter what. And some new blood instead of the Chiefs.
Okay.
Beyonce, performance halftime, NFL, Netflix. Yeah. Two Netflix Christmas games. Steelers-Chiefs. And Texans-Ravens? Is that right? Off the top of my head, I think. Yeah. Yeah. So, all righty. Well, Shep, last call. Anything else?
No, I'm good, man.
All right. Well, appreciate everybody listening and watching to our AW World's End prediction show. We'll be back. Shep and I will. Not our current champion. He'll be the former champion come next Sunday. But we'll be back next Sunday, same time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our AEW World's End Reaction Show. And then we'll be in 2025 after that. Hard to believe. But everybody, thanks for following along. And hit that like button, subscribe button, follow button on your favorite podcast platform. Give us 5-star rating and review. Like I said, you can hit that like, follow, subscribe button on YouTube, Blue Sky, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Kicking Out Pod on all those. You can follow Shep at TheShep27 on Instagram and X. You can follow me at TannerLee92. And you can follow Paul at Paul Zartman 1-800-878-7. And want to wish everybody a very safe and Merry Christmas. Hope you all get what you want. Spend some great time with family and friends. And we'll see you next Sunday as we kick out yet another podcast.